The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
It's time to get your sex life back on track. Do you feel that sometimes your sex life needs a little something? Well, let's figure it out intimately with Tamaron for an hour of simple and basic tips to help you create more fun, intimacy, and pleasure into your life. Now, here's your host, Tamaron.
Welcome to this fun-filled interactive hour with me, Tamaron. I've created this show to provide you, my listeners, with some of the top experts in the world who can help us all create more fun, passion, and sexual intimacy back into our lives. Life is filled with endless lists of things to do, and we get so caught up in the pace of it all that sometimes we forget to just let it all go and remind ourselves of what really matters the most. Things like, who do we want to spend our time with? What do we want to spend our time doing, and how can we make that time more fun, honorable, and pleasurable? And those are the questions that I ask myself a lot, and I'm sure you're feeling the same way. Many of us live crazy, hectic lives, and at some point we feel like something is just missing. And I think I have found the answer for me in my life, and so I want to share and share some more. And what I realized was that I was lacking deep intimacy in my own life, and it was affecting my personal relationships. And I felt lonely, misunderstood, and I also felt that somehow I was dying on the inside. And how could that be? I knew that I was a genuine, caring, loving person, but how come I wasn't happy? And how come I felt so terrible and I couldn't explain it? Well, I was determined to find my own answers, and through much prayer and faith, I set out on a path that clearly showed me the way, but I wanted the quick answers, of course, and don't we all? But being as stubborn as I am, my life showed me something that was very unexpected, and I was looking for happiness, love, and abundance in the wrong place. I was looking for everyone else in my life to provide that for me, and I was expecting it to show up just like in the movies, on TV, or in some great fiction books that I had read in the past, and I thought I was entitled. And after working with other leaders, coaches, or motivational speakers, they gave me the tools and the tips on how to get the answer. And after walking down that path for well over 10 years, I got it. And I just about fell over when I realized the truth. How come no one teaches you this stuff in school? ABC 123 doesn't even compare to what I had learned. And this was like the treasure in the treasure box that we all hope to find secretly hidden in our house somewhere or buried in the backyard from our ancestors. And I found me. And I realized that old cliche, no one else can make me happy, no one else can provide for me, no one else can satisfy my own needs, and no one even has a clue what does it for me. And it isn't their job, it's mine. So what did this mean? It meant figure out what excites me, figure out what scares me, figure out what I would love to try doing, and figure out what I'm feeling, and figure out a way to communicate it all. And I was lacking deep communication skills, and I didn't even have a clue to understand what I was feeling and how to express it. So I learned because I was forced to learn, and I kept on learning, and I loved to read, take courses, meet others, and share experiences, and lo and behold, I became so grounded, I felt so fulfilled, and so genuinely happy that I can't stop smiling because I love my life and I love me. And then some incredible things started happening for me too, where I was attracting beautiful people into my life personally and professionally. And I became very intimate with myself and others. And that just created beautiful, passionate love in my life. And for me, the loneliness dissipated. People trust me and want to share with me. So I have designed this show to help you do the same. Sit back and enjoy as we all learn how to figure it out intimately as I bring on amazing guests, co-hosts, and we share share beautiful stories, challenges, and some great tips on how to give you all the fun, passion, and intimacy back into your life that you deserve also. If you'd like to call in or ask questions, the number is always toll-free at 1-866-472-5792, or if you want to send me an email, please do so at tamaron@figureitoutlive.com, or hit the email host button here on the host page on Voice America Health and Wellness Channel on this show, Let's Figure It Out Intimately. It comes directly to me. So today there is no guest, but I'm going to be sharing some really personal stories again, what I love to do the most. And my theme this week, if you're someone who does follow me or follow my business regularly, I now have five themes that I rotate through. And this week's theme in my entire business is called erotica, which means if I'm writing any articles, newsletters, anything at all like that, I'm sharing anything to do with erotica. So this could be things that really stimulate that communication that I was talking about in my intro, anything that really gets the juices flowing and really gets things moving again. People use different things to create that sense of eroticism in the self, and people use erotic literature, they use movies, they use different things for different reasons, and it's interesting how and when they use them and why they're using them. So a lot of it is triggered by a lot of things that could be very healing, very beneficial in our life, but there could also be an aspect of our life that is not fulfilled. And so this is what I'm going to share with you guys today, some honest fantasies written by some women. I'm going to focus on women today, and then I'm going to share some of my own personal things, and I want you guys to listen up to the very end of the show, because I'm going to give you guys a template on what I personally used in my own personal life, because when I started out in the dating field again, I was meeting different people, and so guys were asking me to communicate with them in different ways. And a lot of people nowadays, I'm going to admit, are into technology. So people are into making videos, they're into sharing photos with their partners, and some people enjoy writing or texting or sexting. And we actually did a show on that previously. But we're going to go beyond the concept of that today, and we're going to get into more erotic fantasies and what they actually mean and how you can use a fantasy, an actual template, to share some things with your partner. So this template that I'm going to share is going to be at the last part of the show, so you guys need to listen up, because this template that I'm going to give out today is actually a part of my full day signature event that I only offer for couples called my Secret Sex Language Program. So I'm sharing a little taste of that with you guys today. So it is lots of fun, and I'm going to explain to you guys how this actually came about, because like I said, everything in my programs and my workshops are all about things that I've used in my own personal life, and that's what makes me the expert. So I call myself a sexual intimacy lifestyle expert. I'm not a coach, I'm not certified in anything, but people love my stories. They come to me for advice, they want to know what I've tried, what happened, what worked, what didn't work, whatever. And so these are what my programs and workshops are actually all about, and that's why it's easy for me to share this with you guys. Do I read other people's work? Yes, I do. I read a lot of books. That's on my website now, tamaronsplace.com. Every week we're adding more books on there for you guys, some things that I use constantly, and just some awesome work out there, because there really is a lot. So as I get back to what I was talking about with our theme, erotica today, this all actually happened because I had a lover, and I found that he was actually quite shy. And so when I would ask him things, he would say, I can't do that. I, you know, there were certain things that he felt open he could talk about as a man, and he's well into his 40s. So, you know, I just assume that, you know, guys were more aggressive and that they could talk about anything and they could, you know, write anything or whatever. And it actually shocked me when I started dating and to find out that no, they're not, that men and women both have strengths and weaknesses, especially when it comes to communication about their sexual issues or about fantasies. So what had actually happened was we were texting back and forth, and I said to him in a message, I said, okay, text me something naughty, like just for fun, like what do you see us doing? And this was very early on when I had just started seeing him. So I was wanting to get to know him and to really tap into his mind a little bit and see what he was into, what were his interests. Because again, I say to people, you know, if you're attempting to be with someone or to have a sexual relationship with someone, or you want it to be more of a physical relationship or an actual partnership, you need to know who the people are, and you need to communicate this. So he had written me a couple of things, and I read it, and I was like, wow, you know, that's not deep enough. Like, I want more detail. I want to know what you're thinking. I want to know what you think could happen if you were to write me a fantasy and whatever and so forth. And so he kept on trying, and he goes, I don't understand what you mean. And I said, okay, I'll tell you what I'm going to do is I'm going to text you something about how I perceive you or what I would want to happen. And so you have an idea, and will you be willing to do that back? And he said, yeah. So it turned out that he actually had an appointment to go to, and he didn't know when I was going to send the message back to him, because it wasn't like we were sending messages back and forth immediately. So he had gone off to an appointment for a couple of hours, and he had left his phone turned off. And so when he came out of the appointment, during that time, I actually sat down and I had texted a message, probably a good paragraph, maybe it was 10 or 12 sentences long, about like a piece of a fantasy. And this wasn't an extreme fantasy. It was just more detailed, and it was very erotic on, you know, things that had happened and how he made me feel and whatever. So he got back, turned on his phone, and I get this message back from him, and he goes, that's the most erotic thing I have ever read in my life. And he goes, I just about fell over when I opened it and saw what you wrote. And he goes, now I understand the difference between what I was texting you and what you were asking for. So again, it's great to have a lot of fun. He got to know who I was as a person, what actually turned me on, what I enjoyed doing. Again, this is fun. And not all people are living in a world where we're always together. I mean, people have long distance relationships. Sometimes our jobs keep us apart, our schedule, so on and so forth. So encouraging partners to do more things, to just to remind your partner that you're thinking about them, and to know that, you know, even if we're fantasizing about them, it's very healthy. And when someone knows, this is what I said to him, when I know that you're thinking about me, it makes me feel good. Whether or not we're together, all I need to know is, even if it's a 1 minute, you took 1 minute or 5 minutes out during your day to send me a message or to leave me a phone message or something, then you know what? It makes me feel good to know that in the craziness of the world and all the people that you're around and all the attractive women outside of me who are you seeing, that you still think about me. And this is really, really powerful. And so I encourage people to do this. I do this as well with lovers, and it certainly is a lot of fun. So I'm actually going to share at the end of the show, like I said, what we actually did, and it was a lot of fun. Again, it's a mini template, and you guys will be able to follow through just by listening. You won't even have to write anything down. All right? So what I'm encouraging you guys to do is to stay tuned for the entire show. And remember, this is Tamron, and you're listening to Let's Figure It Out Intimately on Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. So stay tuned for more about my erotica theme for today.
Your life, your health, your network. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Listen to the women's side of the fitness industry on Fitness RX Radio. If you're looking to stay healthy and look great, or are getting ready to compete athletically, this is the show for you. We'll look at competitions from the inside out, bring you fitness tips, nutrition to keep you on top of your game, and so much more. We want to hear from you, too, and we'll take your questions by phone or email. Tune in to Fitness RX Radio, airing every Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 5 p.m. Pacific Time, on the Voice America Variety Channel. Look and feel your best.
Being Here with Ariel and Shia Kane is an ordinary person's guide to modern-day enlightenment. This show is an exciting exploration which opens the door to living in the moment. Don't miss Being Here. Tune in every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 noon Eastern with Ariel and Shia Kane right here on the Seventh Wave Network.
Frankly Speaking About Cancer is a program designed to empower survivors and their caregivers to deal with the social and emotional challenges of cancer. The show will invite physicians, researchers, nurses, social workers, patients, and caregivers to share their advice on how to live a better life with cancer. Join host Kim Tibaldo, President and CEO of the Cancer Support Community, Tuesday afternoons at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Network.
Are you feeling slammed and suckered in today's stock market? If so, then you need to tune in to Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, Jordan Kimmel will train you in what you can do to beat up the big boys on Wall Street, as well as share his secrets to success so that you can buy and sell like a profit-pumping pro. Grab the bull market by the horns and listen to Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, right here on the Bottom Line in Business Talk, Voice America Business.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're tuned in to Let's Figure It Out Intimately with your host, Tamaran. Want to connect with the show? Please call us at 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to Tamaran@figureitoutlive.com. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back. This is Tamaran, and you're listening to Let's Figure It Out Intimately. So today, my business theme is erotica. So I'm sharing personal stories with you guys. I'm going to share some personal templates on ways you can enhance your communication, erotic communication with your partner. And I'm going to share that at the very end of the show. Again, this is one of the things that we do as with couples in my workshop on Tamaran's Secret Sex Language Program. That's my full day event. So remember to check out my website, tamaransplace.com. Look at the full day event, and there's different components that we work on enhancing your intimacy. So that's what we're going to share at the end of the show today. And just to remind you guys, remember, check out my Facebook page, Tamaran Karam, or go to my business webpage, which we've just really started moving that along or getting people to join. And that's under Tamaran's Place on Facebook. Follow me on Twitter under Tamaran's Place. Again, lots of stuff going on. I have a contest on right now from now until November the 1st. It's called my Sexual Fantasy Challenge Contest. Basically, all I'm encouraging you guys to do is if you go on there, you'll see it's at the top. It's pinned at the top of the page where you guys, I'm just looking for people to start following me because you guys are going to hear more tips and techniques that are free all the time, either on my radio show, on my YouTube channel, anywhere that you follow me. And how to create more intimacy and start talking more about fantasies and that kind of stuff in your life. So really, if you do that, your name goes into a ballot. And just by adding your name into the ballot, we're going to draw a winner. And the winner wins 4 actual hours with me, whether you're by yourself, you don't have to have a partner, or it could be with a couple. Whatever it is that you guys need, we will decide. We're going to announce the winner on the December 5th show, I believe, if they want their name. But just let you know we do have a winner, so the more people that participate, the better. So I'll see that you guys have added it on there, and yeah, so it's going to be lots of fun, and I'm going to be sharing a lot of tips with you guys if you do win that contest. So encourage your friends, everyone you know, to actually join. It's very, very simple to get your name into the ballot. Okay, so that's one thing that's going on. I just want to remind you guys, we got our first online workshop that is focusing on bondage. A lot of talk about that, and and how healing and how fun, how we can create trust in a relationship by understanding the benefit to using techniques like this. And that is on Wednesday, October the 23rd, Explore Your Fantasy and Reignite Your Sex Life. So click on the link on my website, pay through PayPal, and you'll get all the information on how that's going to run. So that's the things that are happening right now. There's all kinds of other things going on there too. I'm actually involved in a 28-day challenge right now called Confidence is Sexy. So it's 28 days of tips, nutritional tips, all kinds of emotional support, but we do it just through Facebook. So you guys can follow me on there too, but when you're actually in the program, you get a lot more information as well. So lots of things happening. And it just excites me. So I just want to remind you guys what I was talking about before the first break was in my personal life, this is what I was learning how to do with partners. And it seemed that as the woman, I was more aggressive when I was with this lover, and he was much shyer than me. So when I was asking him to write me erotic things or erotic fantasies or what he wanted to try with me or what he even just would fantasize about, he actually found it really difficult. And so when I gave him an example of what I would think and what I'd like to write, he really got to tap into who I was as a person and to understand things that turned me on, what I focused on, if I was to imagine myself having sex with him. And so it gave him little hints and things. So when we were together, he knew what to focus on, or he knew he could add things into the room or whatever to enhance that intimacy because I shared it with him. You got to remember, not everybody communicates even with their partner. You could be with your partner for a long time and they may not even know who you are as a person. And this really was my personal life in my marriage. I was with my partner for 13 years and we were literally strangers. We did not talk about sex. We weren't raised to talk about sex. There was still a lot of issues from our upbringing where, you know, we had sex, but we weren't really communicating about anxieties, fears, things we'd like to try. We just didn't have the tools and the techniques. So, you know, I've been through the ups and downs in my own life. And now when I was out in the dating world, you know, I was forced to do this. So I'm having a lot of fun. This is what I share with you guys, making me the expert. These are issues, again, that I talk about in my own personal life. And so now with this partner, he is a pro. And in fact, he's actually writing text messages to me that I think some days are better than mine. So he's gotten quite good at it. And it's a lot of fun. And it empowered him as a man because it gave him another tool in his toolkit to just, you know, arouse me. So, and it isn't always about the physical part of sex. And what I talk about in my workshops is that sex is, in my mind, I think we focus, this is my own opinion, I think we focus too much on the physical aspect of sex and not the emotional and the mental. We focus more, I would say 90% we worry about the physical part and we only spend 10% on that communication aspect. And in my opinion, I think if we focus 90% of our time on communication, talking about it, then, you know, you have the physical sex, which is really doesn't last that long. It's not a big chunk of your day. And you know what? That physical sex can be mind-blowing and amazing because you're so connected to your partner. You're so open. You've created the space. You've created the trust. You've created the intimacy. And it can be amazing and mind-blowing. This is just my opinion, but that's where I think we need to focus. And this is really why I've changed the focus of the show, is to really focus on the intimacy and the communication. So yay, it's definitely worked in my life, so that's just what I want to share. So now what I'm going to do is, I've actually gone through a book of mine. Like I say, I love books. I love to collect books. And this book is going to be up on my website. It is called My Secret Garden. And this was a book written 40 years ago, and it was a classic bestseller. And these were real woman sexual fantasies that were collected. And the author is Nancy Friday. So check it out. Like I said, it'll be up on the website where you can buy it through Amazon on my online store page on tamronsplace.com. And the reason why I'm sharing this with you guys is I'm actually going to read this. And there are some really raunchy, mind-blowing, extreme fantasies in this book. I haven't read them all. I've just sort of flipped through this book. But there's a reason why we have fantasies. And it could be because a fantasy brings out a strength in us, or it's because we're actually lacking something in our own life, and it'll show up in our sex life, it shows up in our business life, and it shows up in our personal relationships. So when you explore a fantasy, which is what we do in the workshops and in the private consultations, I will teach you what your strengths and your weaknesses really are. And I am very gifted when it comes to this kind of stuff, and I can teach you how to change it. I'm very much an alchemist, so I can tap right into your fantasy, and I can teach you what you need to let go of in order to strengthen your confidence and your self-esteem. So, and I'm going to share that with you on how we do it, because these fantasies are two. I've got two here. They're very short, but these are real fantasies from women, all right? So this is from the book, My Secret Garden. Okay, so here we go. This woman, Irene, says, "My husband is studying for his master's degree, but I have only about 1 year's worth of college credits, which I have earned by attending college part-time. I'm 25, and my husband is 1 year younger. We do not have any children, and I believe I would prefer not to have any. My husband talks a lot about sex, but he is not very active sexually. And as you can probably guess, I'm sexually unsatisfied, and I have never had an orgasm. Only lately, I have thought about someone other than my husband during sex, and I imagine what it would be like to have sex with a man who could continue long enough for me to be satisfied. And I know several men who I think could do this. Unfortunately, sex with my husband lasts for such a short time, I don't get much of a chance to even fantasize for very long. He often asks me about my thoughts during sex, but I wouldn't dare tell him about the other men. I'm sure it would just make things worse if he knew I was pretending that he was another man. Anyway, when I do make up innocent little sexual thoughts to tell him, he just gets more excited and comes even more quickly. I often search for my fantasy partners when I'm in public, and if I see a man who interests me, I imagine that my large breasts are bare. Seeing them, he is unable to resist me, and he takes me then and there and finally and fully satisfies me. I even look at attractive couples, wondering or not if the man can satisfy the woman and what it was must be like for her to have an orgasm. That usually leaves me feeling jealous, though. I have also tried of thinking of other women, not frequently, but sometimes I imagine having sex with a girl like myself. We know each other's desires better than any man could, and we are far better able to satisfy them. The fantasies include cunnilingus, because I've heard that it is a good way to help a woman have an orgasm. My husband will not do it to me, though. And I've tried masturbation, but even with fantasy, I've not been able to reach a climax. And during masturbation, I've tried imagining that it is a young, good-looking man doing it to me. And I close my eyes and imagine his head pressed up against my breast and that his fingers are at his lips. Or I imagine that the entire fraternity house has kidnapped me for an orgy, and I am the only girl there. And I imagine them one by one taking their turn with me in the dining room, in various beds, on the floor, everywhere, and with everyone watching. They come at me one right after another, and this way I imagine I can finally have the orgasm. But I never really do reach one. And my latest and most unusual fantasy is that I am both a woman and a man, and that I am having sexual relations with myself. And I imagine that I am able to give myself all the sexual satisfaction I have ever desired. And it is a complicated fantasy to work out, but I eventually think it will work." All right, so this was a true fantasy written in. Like I said, there are very many extreme ones in here too, but the reason why I shared this one, and I'm going to talk about this after the break, is what issues came up for this woman in her fantasy, good and bad, and how we can learn from it, all right? And this is what we do in the workshops. And whether we use a real fantasy that you have or we just imagine a fantasy, which is what we're going to do in my template, it is all a way of healing and understanding ourselves so we can let go of all this repression that we have about sexuality in our lifestyles, all right? So I'm encouraging you guys, come back after the break, and I'm going to teach you a little bit about what her fantasy actually means, all right? So remember, this is Tamron, and you're listening to Let's Figure It Out Intimately on Voice America here on the Health and Wellness Channel. So stay tuned for more after the break.
A fresh look at today's health. Voice America Health and Wellness.
No matter what you have tried, healing is always possible. Learning about healing, what it is, and what it can do brings a much clearer understanding of the process. Listen for the Healing Power Hour with Suzanne Hill. Our program will help you understand your own body so that you can understand how you can reduce or eradicate any negative health issues that you might be dealing with. Healing is energy-based, and by learning how it works, you help yourself. Tune in to the Healing Power Hour, Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 11 a.m. Pacific, on Voice America Health and Wellness.
There are all kinds of issues which can affect our relationships, our families, our workplaces, and communities. Tune into Breakthrough with Michael Pippich for a clearer understanding to what these issues of modern life are and what kind of solutions are being presented and discussed. Michael and his guests will talk about teen suicide, PTSD, alcohol and drug abuse, bipolar disorders, and more. It's deeper understanding of our life and healing. Breakthrough with Michael Pippich is heard every Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, noon Eastern, on Voice America Health and Wellness.
Good Vibrations with Lynn Waldrop is transitioning to the Seventh Wave channel as Being Outside the Box. We will explore ways you can live outside this reality by letting go of all the programming that binds you to the rules, beliefs, and judgments, taking away your choices. Where are you stuck? Health, finances, money, relationships, sex, or just plain living? Listen in starting July 11th at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific for Being Outside the Box with Lynn Waldrop. Will you choose to make your life more fun, healthier, happier, and joyful? What if it was easier than you could never imagine?
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're tuned in to Let's Figure It Out Intimately with your host, Tamron. Want to connect with the show? Please call us at 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to Tamron at figureitoutlive.com. Now, back to the show.
Hi, welcome back. This is Tamron, and my theme this week is erotica. So I just want to remind you guys, check out my website, tamronsplace.com, all kinds of things going on. Go on to Facebook as well, Tamron's Place, or Tamron Karam, which all this information is on the links on the bottom of the host page here. But I do have a sexual fantasy challenge contest going from now until the beginning of November, and it's easy to enter. It's just, you know, follow me, you know, subscribe, do all the things that, you know, get my numbers up. And I'll put your name in a ballot box, and on November the 1st, we're going to draw a person's name, whether you are single or you are involved with another partner. It really doesn't matter. You get to win 4 hours with me, so one-on-one, and I'm going to share a lot of stuff from my secret sex program, just really intense on what you guys feel you need the most to really get that intimacy back into your life as well. And it doesn't matter where you live. We can do it over the phone, Skype, or if you're local, we're going to do it in person. So lots of fun there. Encourage you guys to check it out. Tell your friends. So I'm going to get back to this because it's really important for me to teach people what fantasies really mean, why I'm really focusing on this, and why my workshops are really about this right now. It seems to be very popular. More people want to understand it. this fantasy that this woman Irene wrote in, she basically was fantasizing, you know, if we were to recap what it was about, was that she wasn't feeling satisfied in her own personal relationship, sexual relationship with her partner, so she started fantasizing about other people, and she didn't actually want to tell him that she was doing this because, A, it's a fear of rejection. That comes up a lot with people, more so with men, saying that they don't want to tell their female partners about their fantasies because they think they are too extreme and too kinky that they would leave them. So people choose not to. So again, this whole issue of trust keeps coming up. And what I encourage women to do is, you know, men fear that rejection, and women need to be more open-minded. You know, women need to just listen. A fantasy is just a fantasy, and you can understand more about your partner, their strengths and their weaknesses. All right, so I encourage people to do so. And we will teach that in the workshops and the events on how do we overcome that stuff, okay? Because it really is yourself that you're worried about and not your partner, but that's where people show up in your life. So in this woman's fantasy, she says here that she looks at other couples as well, and then she looks at wondering them, she says here, wondering whether or not the man can satisfy the woman and what it must be like for her to have an orgasm. So this usually leaves her feeling jealous. Now, I want to touch on this because in that part of her fantasy, there is a huge assumption here. And this is so huge. I learned this in my own life. And this is the big aha that I have. We assume everybody's got a better life than us. We assume people next to us have a better sex life. We assume. Don't do it. You know what? It has shocked me. The people that I thought had amazing marriages or amazing partnerships weren't even having sex. They just never shared it with people. They weren't open about it, hadn't had sex in years. You know, and the people where we think don't have a great sex life are the kinkiest, and they're the ones going to the sex club. You just never know who these people are. So don't ever assume that everybody, A, that you know people, and also that people are living happier lives than you are. The truth is, if you are lacking something in your own life, you need to communicate it. And that's what I talk about in my intro, was that was me. So I'm teaching you guys every week different ways that you guys can communicate with your partner. It's also what I talk about in the workshops, and we do everything in a fun way. All right, so that's one aspect that came up in her fantasy for her. And also, she also talks about in her fantasy that her husband doesn't give her oral sex. And she tries to masturbate to satisfy herself, but this whole thing about my husband will not give it to me. You need to have patience with people, and sometimes your partner may want to try something that they ate, maybe their last partner, you don't know what their experience was before you. Maybe their last partner didn't like it, so they feel they weren't good at it. You know, there's so many reasons why people don't do things, and if you aren't talking about it with your partner, you are never going to find out why. And so she says he won't do it, and we need to know why he won't do it, because there's an experience there that, you know, needs to be unleashed. And this is important when you're trying to satisfy your partner, because if you want something in your partnership and you don't stand up and ask for it yourself, you are 50% responsible for being unsatisfied. You can't blame your partner for not doing it because you never talked to them about it. So I encourage people to speak up if there is something that is not happening. And there are lots of ways to get educated on things like this. There are even live workshops now in the world. I mean, I don't live far from the big city of Toronto. You can actually go, women can actually go to workshops and learn how to give men oral sex. I'm sure there's workshops for men on how to do it for women. I know there's videos, and there's some very classy videos out there for women. I know there's one, something 100 different ways to provide oral sex for it. When there's all kinds of information out there, and it's not just porn. I'm not talking about porn. All right, so there's lots of educational stuff out there. So again, I'm going to stress the reason why she was unfulfilled, because this woman doesn't even talk about it. All right, so that is just little bits and pieces of this woman's fantasy, and this was a real fantasy for her. So in our workshops, I don't necessarily use someone's fantasy. We do that in the full day event. We actually create a fantasy as a couple, and we work through what the fantasies mean, and we encourage people to go home and practice. There's always lots of homework, even on my online workshop for the bondage workshop coming up next in a couple of weeks. You know, there's homework to do, and there's all kinds of things that I teach people how to do in role-playing and standing into your power, and whether or not things are actually real for you or not, you have to pretend that, you know, you have confidence in the bedroom. So again, lots of super fun things. This excerpt came from a book called My Secret Garden, written by Nancy Friday. This book has been out for 40 years. All right, so very, very powerful book. Now, what I'm going to do is, I know I'm always going to run out of time, but I want to share something from another great book as well. This book is going to be posted on the website. It is an amazing book, and I encourage people to read this book. It's called Sexual Healing, and this woman, she was a sexual surrogate for many years, and what that means was that she was working with a therapist, and the therapist was working with individual men, women, couples, or whatever, and so not everybody had a partner. So sometimes they need, if a man was in therapy and he needed to overcome an anxiety or a fear, he needed to actually be in a physical sexual situation with a woman. So these people, men and women, would be hired as surrogates. And so she went on to study more about human sexuality. This book has probably been one of the most interesting books I have ever read. Again, it's called Sexual Healing, The Completest Guide to Overcoming Common Sexual Problems. Now, she talks here, I'm just going to share this, about sexual fantasies. And it's further on in the book here, but she says here, research shows that sexual fantasy is highly related to sexual desire. And people who report that they fantasize more also report that they feel more sexual desire, and vice versa. So you are free to fantasize about anything you like. It doesn't have to be about sex with your current partner. If you've had problems with low sexual desire for so long that you literally can't even think of anything to fantasize about, then visit a bookstore and browse through the shelves of erotica and the collections of physical fantasy scenarios to help you get started. And of course, related to fantasy is the use of sexually explicit materials. This could include written erotica or visual materials such as pictures or videos or even recordings of sexual words. All right? So it is possible to find sexually explicit materials that are milder but still have the potential to be arousing. And research has shown that viewing sexually explicit material leads to temporary increase in both desire and sexual behavior. All right? So we need to understand that this is actually quite healing, as long as there's no degradation or anything involved in it, okay? So I encourage people, write letters to each other, write messages to each other, and get right into it, you know, just like I did. And it was a lot of fun and very, very healing. And it shows how different we all are and what we're drawn to, because people are into different things sexually. And some people may not be into writing messages to each other, but they might be more into dirty talk or saying certain things to each other or acting things out. It's all good, and we're not here to judge. And if you're in a relationship with someone, you might find out that your partner or even someone you love and you think is going to be with you for the rest of your life, what are you going to do if you find out that you are two people who have completely different sexual appetites, sexual fantasies, and things that you want to participate in? You need to create a way to get that win-win, because if you can't find, even like this woman shared in her fantasy, if you can't find a way to communicate with your partner or trust your partner enough, or to find a third party, someone like me, someone that can help you talk about this stuff, what is going to happen? People usually start going the other way. They just give up. They don't make that effort to try and make it better. So I encourage you guys to do so, because it can really impact and enhance your life on so many levels. And when you learn how to create win-win situations, even in your sex life, it's going to affect how you have business relations. It's going to affect how you have relationships with your kids when you learn to speak up and to get that win-win. And it takes patience. Okay, this is not like stuff on TV. This is not fictional. Things don't happen overnight. Sometimes things take time, and then wham, you know, you get the result overnight because you've finally given yourself permission to do so. And that's really what it boils down to. All right. It's about that freedom in your mind. Again, when I talked at the beginning of the show, I talked about 90% of our sexual stuff should be focused on the mental and emotional, because that's really what it's about. It's when you give yourself permission to be free sexually and to allow yourself to have fantasies and to write things out and whatever, then you can act them out. And when you're more connected and you can open up and have that intimacy in your relationship, you are going to have amazing, mind-blowing sex. And too many people focus on the sex and they don't have any intimacy, and we're really lacking that. So anyways, that's just my belief, but that just sort of backs it up with what I'm talking about today. So again, it is time for my last break, and just want to remind you guys, after the break, I'm going to be talking about my template and what I actually used and how you guys can use this in your own personal life. All right, so remember, this is Tamron, and you're listening to Let's Figure It Out Intimately here on Voice America. So stay tuned for more.
Learn more. Live better. Voice America Health and Wellness.
If you're looking for answers and solutions, you don't have to look to expensive treatments, consultations, and methods. All you have to do is listen to your connections. Every week, the Dr. Melanie Show will teach you how to do just that. Dr. Melanie Barton will share her gifts and talents and teach you to do the same. And in doing so, find the solutions to the issues in your life that you truly need. You'll learn about holistic and practical health in six key areas. Discover the Dr. Melanie Show, Thursdays at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, 10 a.m. Pacific, on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
If you have a loved one that is undergoing treatment for substance abuse or mental illness, you owe it to them and yourself to tune in to One Hour at a Time with host Mary Woods. This compassionate and educational talk show will help you help those that you love by better understanding their condition and their personal recovery process. Tune in every Monday at 12 noon Pacific Time to One Hour at a Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Recovery begins this hour.
Join Patricia Raskin, the host of Positive Living on VoiceAmerica.com, Monday at 11 Pacific. This program brings you practical and inspiring principles for living a more authentic, engaging, and passionate life. Patricia's guests will give you a formula for connecting, giving, forgiving, and miraculous living. So tune in and call to Positive Living, Mondays at 11 Pacific Time, right here on VoiceAmerica.com.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're tuned in to Let's Figure It Out Intimately with your host, Tamron. Want to connect with the show? Please call us at 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to Tamron at figureitoutlive.com. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back. This is Tamron, and my theme for the week is erotica. So how to write erotic fantasies with your partner. So as I promised, I'm going to share with you guys some of the personal templates that came up for me and how I used it in my own personal life, so that if this is not something you're comfortable with, something I can share with you guys right away to get started. Now, I just quickly want to talk. Some people don't really understand what my workshops are about. I was actually interviewed by someone a couple of weeks ago, and we did live on the radio an actual fantasy, and she was a sex coach, and so we decided to use one of her real fantasies and to go through it. And I actually found something in her fantasy that She found to be very healing once we understood why it kept coming up for her in it. And very powerful to know that, you know, we're all humans. Nobody's perfect. Not everybody has the perfect sex life. Sometimes as we assume other people are, we have no idea. Even when people brag about stuff, I don't know. You know, you never know the truth. So just remember that we're all on a journey here. Not that mine is perfect either, but you know what? I love to learn and it's a lot of fun. So that's why I encourage people to do the same. So if people do want to hear a live recording of what my workshops are all about, all these fantasies, I do have it available for you guys. You do have to connect with me and I can send you guys the link. I might actually try and do it live on this show too, but I've just got to get some people to sign up. So we'll see what happens with that because it can be very healing at the same time for someone and it might change your life right away. So anyways, I want to get back to this template. So how did I use it? Well, there were very simple things. There's two stages to this. So if you're not sure what to write to your partner, you can do something so simple like just answering, like fill in the blank. And I'll teach you a Mad Lib type thing later. But, you know, a very simple one is, you know, when you can ask your partner, when I enter the room, what do you think about? And get them to talk in detail about, you know, are they thinking about the atmosphere? Do people focus on what they smell? Some people are so stimulated by scents and candles and lighting and stuff like that. And if you don't know that about your partner, you don't do it. And things can change. You can do things one way a certain time and a different way another time. But you know what? You got to change it up. And like I said, you got to be patient on that kind of stuff. So when the person's entering the room, ask them, what do they think about? And are they focusing on that person or, you know, sexually what's going on? Or it could be something like, when I watch you undress, my mind goes. Where does your mind go when you're thinking about your partner undressing? Or you could put yourself in first person and you could say, when I begin to undress you, my body reacts a certain way. So get into your senses, you know, really focus on what happens. Do you get aroused when you're actually undressing your partner or not? Or do you get aroused later? Are you already aroused when they walk in the room? I mean, with certain people, with me, certain lovers, as soon as I see them or think about them, I'm totally aroused. Like that whole person arouses me. It's not about the sex. It's about who they are and how they are in the world and, you know, the way they treat people and the way they treat their children. As a woman, you know, that's important to me. So, you know, stuff like that turns me on. It's not sexual stuff, but it turns me on sexually. All right. So people need to understand that. Again, so here was a good example. What we used was when we fantasized about a threesome, and we did it with another woman. So we did a standard fantasy, which we talked about on the show a couple of months ago, where it's one man with two women. So I said to him, in your fantasy, because we hadn't experienced this together, I said, in this fantasy, in your head, I want you to write down. And I want you to tell me, what do you see happening in the fantasy? So what's happening with the guy? Like, go from the beginning of the fantasy to, you know, what starts in the room. And what's that guy thinking about when he's in there? So that gave me an idea of, like, what does he worry about? You know, what is he comfortable with? So that if I do have that fantasy, if we act out that fantasy, I know there are ways that I can actually make him feel better and make him feel more confident as a man. All right. And I wanted to know, what was he feeling? So that was something that we focused on. And I had him write this out. And then I said to him, okay, so now what is happening with the first chick? Am I like the first chick or am I second? You know, who gets approached first? And again, we did the same thing. What is she thinking? So I was asking from his point of view, what do you think that first woman would be thinking about? And what do you think she's feeling? And then what we did is I asked him, what is happening with the second woman? And what is she thinking about? And what is she feeling? All right. So this is what we did. And he played along with this because he knew me and he actually typed it all out. And so I said, guess what? I'm going to have the same fantasy. And this is what I would think. This is what I think the guy would be thinking about. And this is what I think he'd be feeling. And we did the same thing. We went through the woman and I said, so if I was one of the women involved, this is what I would be thinking about for me as the woman. And this is what I think the other chick would be thinking about and what my thoughts are about her. It was so empowering. It was just unbelievably empowering to really tap into each other's minds and to really see how his fantasy of a threesome and my fantasy of a threesome and how we thought it would actually play out in real life. And it was so different. It was so unbelievably different. So it was good because it gave us something to talk about and to set boundaries. It was just so much fun. And again, it was so arousing to do this. So now when him and I say the word threesome, we know where our mind goes and, you know, and then he can change things up and that kind of stuff. So it was so empowering to do this first. And this is the kind of stuff I teach you guys in my online workshops and we go through it and you guys are going to get some homework to work on with each other and we can do this live and it's in my full day events. All right. So I encourage you guys, email me, ask questions, do whatever it is you got to do. Connect with me. If you're unsure of even approaching your partner on how to even approach your partner, go for that free 15-minute consultation call that's on my website. You go in there, you click on it under consultation, and I can help you with your partner. All right? So I'm always here to help. I encourage you guys to do so. And hopefully today, you know, you've learned something or I've given you some tools or some tips to really get that the intimacy moving back into your life. All right. Again, we do have 5 different themes. So I'm encouraging you guys to come back next week because what is the theme next week? We are working on foreplay. And that is my theme where we focus on sex coaches, relationship coaches, anything to do with foreplay or maybe setting the mood, that kind of stuff. So it's all fun. All right. So again, I want to thank you for taking that time out to spend it with me today here on the show. And I hope you've laughed or you've resonated in some way or you feel compelled to listen again to the recorded version or share this show with your friends. And I just want to remind you, my life is the same as yours. I'm not perfect or a supermodel or anybody, a celebrity. I'm just a crazy chick who wants to add more fun in my life without ever having to give up my personal boundaries. All right. So cheers for now and hope you come back next week.
Thank you again for listening to Let's Figure It Out Intimately. Please join Tamaran again next Thursday at 12 noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Let's figure it out intimately again.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.